views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I cannot believe we are through the hump part of the month. We are halfway through. And I actually want to throw a challenge out to each and every one of you. Since we are coming from the heart, we're coming from love, we're coming from light, I'm going to ask you to do your best to give a gift of yourself and give part of your spirit out to the world. We need light, so much light in this world. And what I'm going to ask you to do is really simple. I'm going to ask you for the next 10 to 12 days, if we can finish off that month of 12 days, let's give a little bit of ourselves out to our communities, to our friends, lend a helping hand to those in need. So if you can do a random act of kindness every single day, it's not hard. Help somebody with their groceries. Pick something up if they've dropped it. You know, just tell somebody they look wonderful, they smell great, just, you know, throwing the compliments of love and light out there. And just put those blessings into the world so we can raise the vibration. And that would be an amazing gift that doesn't cost anything that you can give to everyone, all your friends and family and all your peeps out there that are just walking on the street that just need a little love and kindness. So if you could do that, that would be an amazing gift, and I would be so grateful for that. I also want to just remind you, you can connect with me on elizabethcookson.com. That's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And I will be working on the 2013 messages on January 1st. So make sure you go out there at the beginning of the year and check that out. So I'll be giving you your forecast, some monthly forecast. So you can easily just go out there, download it, and you have something just to take a look at every single month, what you can look forward to, and how it can help you move forward in your month. So I sat down this morning and did my prayers as I usually do, and I took a lot of time here over the last several days to be in gratitude and be thankful for everything that I have. And one of the things that showed up, and it's been in my dreams even for the last few nights, and that's about speaking our truth and clearing our throat chakra. That seems to be the one thing that continues to come up. That is a message that I was to express. And a lot of that is really just admitting our feelings and maybe even journaling any pain, any struggles, any of our pasts down and letting them go and truly just speaking our truth. So, you know, maybe you're not in necessarily the job that you like. Maybe you're in a relationship that's a little bit hard and you just want to share those words. And maybe it's a little bit difficult, a little bit challenging, and your angels are right here. They're right here to help you with the light, with the love, to open that throat chakra up so that you can speak up for yourself in a loving and assertive way. Remember, we don't want to be aggressive. And they are going to help us guide us to open our hearts. And so I just want to remind each of you that no matter what's going on in your lives, that this is an opportunity. And take a look at it as such. It is an opportunity for you to move forward and also be that demonstration of light. And speaking of light, our guest today is David Matthew Brown. And he is actually the former host of Inside Out. And he has been blessed with an opportunity to speak with some amazing people. I know you know about Don Miguel Ruiz and Marianne Williamson and Byron Katie. And I believe my friend Sue London's had Dr. Bernie Siegel on as well. and Cynthia James is another. And David has just had an opportunity to host so many amazing events. He also speaks, you know, about peace and light, and he actually was reporting at Dr. Jane Goodall's Day of Peace, where he interviewed some amazing celebrities. And I'm just going to go ahead and let David come on, and he can share more about that experience, because it's really going to tie into our conversation today when we talk about his book, and that's basically The Book of Light, The Heart Opening. So welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. So Pierce Bronson, I think, was one of the individuals that was at the Day of Peace, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was great.
Well, that surprised me maybe a little bit. So share with me a little bit about that event, and what was the purpose of the Day of Peace?
Well, the Day of Peace is marked by the United Nations, and they have one day out of the year where around the world, in L.A., it's the Jane Goodall puts on an event in Santa Monica, and there's all sorts of events throughout the world for peace. And so it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day for people to get together. And normally at the event, what they'll have is new forms of, you know, electric cars, new ways of kind of taking care of Mother Earth. So it's a really fun event to be a part of. And I was asked to attend there because of my show, Inside Out. And I didn't really know, you know, what I was going to do or who was going to be there. And that day when I was there was Mary Lou Henner from Taxi. And she was the guest, I guess, MC of the day. She kind of led groups of people on stage, bands and actors and stuff. So I happened to be around the tent area, and it's classic because Pierce Brosnan and his wife have teenage sons, and they've done a lot for peace. And they do a lot of donations and a lot of great things just for teenagers. They had just won, when I did the event, an award, and the award was for their work with teenagers. So I had the opportunity that when I saw Pierce Brosnan come out of the tent, there's all sorts of reporters from big-time papers, and I jumped in, and I said, can I ask you a question? And he said, sure, and I stood on the left side of him, and left side of him, and he said, excuse me, can you stand on my right side? This is my better side. And I said, wow, okay, because we had a film crew there. And then I interviewed him. I interviewed him for about 4 minutes. He's a really great guy, very quiet when it comes to his work with helping out teenagers. A lot of the actors there and celebrities that I had the opportunity to interview do a lot of work in regards to peace, and most of it is under wraps. They don't like people to know too much about it. So for me, it was just a great experience in seeing the movement, like you had brought up earlier, just this movement of love. And how quiet it is. It's almost like a quiet whisper that we're all embarking on right now throughout the globe. And there's a lot of things that are unfolding that, you know, people don't hear about in the media, but that are going on. So that was my experience.
Wow. And, you know, one of the things that I found very interesting as I read the Book of Light is when I'm going through each of, and you don't really call them chapters, they're like parts of the book. And one of the things that I realized is like, wow, this is deep to the core. And I don't want to start anything super deep before we go to commercial, but I would like you just to share with our listeners, what motivated you to write the Book of Light?
That's a really great question. I have always been one that has been attracted to, and I love simple. And, you know, sometimes we get all caught up in foo-foo language, and it tends to get carried away. So what started the book was the very question of Jesus brings up, you are the light of the world. And I had heard that, so I sat with that. Well, what is light? Where is it? How do I know that there is light? And I just started to contemplate what that was, and I found myself in an experience where I just started to meditate and contemplate light and contemplate all the different varieties of what light is. And you were mentioning angels. And, you know, I've done some work with angels, and I know that there are some angels that are around me now when I work. So, you know, I just started to contemplate light, and from that came this book about who we are and what is blocking us from this light? And from there, we can discuss after your commercial break all sorts of wonderful ideas that are in the book. But to simplify, that's pretty much where it came from. Just the hypothesis was, what is light?
Mm. And it's really, it's something, that's why I say I didn't want to start on it before we took a break, but as people are driving home today, this is going to be a very aha kind of moment, I think, for so many of you. Because as I was reading through each one of the, I would almost call them like statements, because the way that David writes is not a typical, I want to say a dump on paper. These are very contemplative, almost sentences or statements. And as I was reading through each one of the chapters or parts of his book, it really moved me. It made me think, wow, yes, I've heard that before, but have I really tried to take it to the next level? So when we start talking about the story that each one of us lives today, I think that's one of the things that we're going to start with when we come back from our break, and that is the book of story that David has written, and what is our story? What are we living today? Are we living in our past? Are we living in the future? Are we living right here, right now, in the present moment? I think that's why I shared the throat chakras. There's a lot of people with a lot of anger, bitterness, and resentment going on right now with so many of the things going on in the world. And I just wanted to share that whether you write a letter and release it, or you say it in your prayer and say, angels or God or universe, just take that off my heavy heart right now, that's really opening up that throat chakra so you can share your truth. I just want to let everybody know you are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest, David Matthew Brown. And we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I had a way then, losing it all on my...
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
And welcome back. This is Elizabeth Cookson from the Heart Radio and my special guest, David Matthew Brown. And David, I want to go ahead and before we start talking about the book of story, I'd like you to share your book and where people can pick it up and learn a little bit more about you.
Sure, definitely. You can just go to Amazon.com. You can Google my name, David Matthew Brown, or just put the book in there. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com. If you want to learn more about me, probably the easiest way to do that is I write a blog every single day on Patheos.com, and it's called Wrestling With Yourself. So you can just go to Patheos.com, I believe it's /Wrestling With Yourself, and I'm considered the naked mystic.
Wow. That just gave you a whole visual, David.
Yeah, well,
so maybe
we'll talk about that in the final segment.
So maybe we should go ahead and start with the book of story. And, you know, I want you to share a little bit about the book of story, and then I'd like to dive in a little bit because everybody has a story. They have a past, and we tend to talk a lot about our past. So I'd like to talk about the book of story and how can we help our listeners with that particular chapter of your book?
Well, let me start with this. It's better for me to start with the book starts with cause, which is that there is only light, and light cannot be divided. All is light. So from there, all is unfolding perfectly. All is unfolding divinely. And for some of your listeners that may be involved in mathematics, they'll know through mathematics that mathematically there is a perfect design that we are a part of. So if you have trouble believing in God or whatever, wherever you come from, there is still evidence of what we're talking about here, which is that there is something unfolding. I call it God, you call it light, universe. So within that, there is a divine perfection unfolding, which we call love and light and all that good stuff. And with that, the very nature of who we are is unfolding as well. So individually and collectively, we are unfolding. And that unfoldment is taking place in silence. And as that silence is growing us and unfolding us, we are given bit by bit, piece by piece, the excitement and the love and the adventure and the joy and the kindness and compassion that we are completely safe right where we are. The only thing that makes us feel like we are unsafe or not perfect or something is missing is we have something called a storyteller. And the storyteller is constantly trying to tell stories because the storyteller or ego, however you want to look at it, the storyteller is constantly telling us all, individually, that we are separate, that we are alone. And when you feel separate and alone, you're stuck in your intellect. And your intellect is a form of intel. And any type of intel is a defense mechanism against the whole. So most people, I would say 95% of people, are stuck in their intellect. This intellectual storyteller that is just trying to be safe all the time. And the only way that it could be safe is it needs to be separate from itself. So that storyteller is constantly going, and most people, unless they're aware of it, live their life identified with that storyteller. And as many people know on this path, the storyteller is giving us a story about the past, future, you out there, and also beating itself up inside of itself. So it's a constant repetition, and the story never ends until you decide that you're going to become aware of this thing, the storyteller. And so as you just become aware, it would be as if, for some of you right now, we all have been inside of a doctor's office or at school or a situation where all of a sudden we look down and our leg is shaking. And right when we become aware of our leg shaking, it stops. It's the same principle for love. Your awareness itself is the light. It is the light of your spirit. And the light of your spirit is enlivened by the one light, by the one love, by the one presence. So it is giving us light, and we are reflecting that light onto each other. So for some of you that come from a Christian background, I love you like I love myself, or I see the God in you as you see the God in me. And that is our journey, to know ourselves, to know the light, to know our love. And the way that we know that is we become aware of the storyteller, and as you become aware of the storyteller, every time you're aware of it, it starts to lose a sense of energy. It starts to lose its power. And you start to form a practice, just aware of the story, aware of the story you're telling people, why you're telling them. The more that you can become aware of that presence, which is innately living right where you are, as your life, you begin to develop a confidence almost like a muscle. And you start to re-engage an unconditional way of living, and you start to leave the condition behind. And as that transformation is taking place with your awareness of the storyteller, you become what I call in the story, that first book, you start to come into the queen, and the queen is your heart. And the way that it works, the way the nature of who you are works, is the heart sends light to the mind, and then the mind creates it in the physical. If your mind or the storyteller is trying to tell the heart what to do, you're in a sense of struggle, and you're constantly struggling in your life. The heart recognizes that there is only one life unfolding. There is only one light, and my job is to listen to it. So we've become a generation of thousands of years, if you can imagine that, of storytellers. So individually, we're telling a story, and then collectively, we're telling a story. And what are we telling a story for? The storyteller is trying to interpret what it thinks or believes is actually unfolding right now. So it, in a sense, believes itself. It believes the story it's telling. And since we don't question that storyteller, we tell everybody else why what we think is happening. So you have all sorts of judgments and gossip and stuff. None of it's true because the enormity of the light and the unfoldment of this planet cannot be interpreted through the mind. It can only be sensed through the heart. Does that help?
No, it does. It's really amazing because I think one of the things that so many of us do is we put a lot of trust and faith in what people say. And, you know, a lot of the things that you were saying, I met with Don Miguel Ruiz when he was here in Colorado and talked about the four agreements, which I think you're touching on as well. And that is that, you know, each one of us could say that there's like, he gives an example of like three theaters. And you walk into the first theater and the movie was written by you about you. And you're like, yeah, this is awesome. This is my point of view. You walk into the second theater. And right, because it is, it's just amazing. And then you go back into the second, and that particular film is still about you, but it was written by, let's say, your mother. And you're like, wait a minute, she's got this all wrong. That is not how it happened. That's not what I look like. But that's her perception of the truth. That's her side of the story. And you go into the third one, and maybe it's how you're seen on the outside world. Maybe it's somebody at work. Maybe it's one of your friends. And you're like, okay, this is totally messed up. This is not the way this story is supposed to look. And so, you know, in looking at the story and how it is written, you know, the truth is within us. The light is within us. And I think one of the things that so many of us, and I'm going to include myself because I slip into this, you know, just as often as everybody else, is I look at the outside world. And one of the things that is when you start to get into the practice of not having to look at the outside world for approval, right? Not looking at them to approve of your story or approve of your journey or approve of anything that you're going through, you start to realize, that story that we're sharing with people, what is that vibration that we're really putting out into the planet? You know, and if you want to be someone who is abundant, then, you know, the one thing that I use a lot and I've mentioned on the show several times is the word I am. And whatever it is that you are, I am healthy, or I am experiencing radiant health, or I'm experiencing inner peace, or I am experiencing financial abundance. And so I think the more that we share, oh my gosh, I'm in debt up to my eyeballs and I've got 50 credit cards and I don't know how I'm going to pay any of this stuff off, and and these stories continue, right? And you're like, whoa, don't feed that, right? But how do we correct it? How are we going to change those stories or those habits and really bring in the light and let go of that ego, that voice in our head, to make it our amigo, and then open the heart, right? How are we going to do that? And so I think that's, you touched on that beautifully in the book of story. And the next thing that I wanted to share with the listeners here when we come back from break is the book of heart. And, you know, being from the heart radio, it's definitely near and dear to me. And I think, I don't want to say I think, I know that so many of the different things that you mention in the book of heart are absolutely just resonate with me, and it opened my heart even more because I'm like, those are those aha moments that I'd like to share with the listeners today. And how can we, during this holiday season, whether it is a difficult time, a hard time, a happy time, a joyous time, whatever you're experiencing right here, right now, when we come back from this commercial break, I want to share this amazing man with you, David Matthew Brown, and his message, The Book of Light, and The Book of Heart is what we're going to touch on. We'll be right back after this message.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
And welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest today, David Matthew Brown. And I think this is a perfect time to talk about the Book of Heart. And I personally can share with you that, you know, over the, at least the last probably month and a half, I have had a shakeup of the heart, and I've had a couple of incidences that may have scared me and taken me back a little bit. And I really believe that this is the way that, whether you call it God, universe, angels, the higher powers that be, are shaking me up a little bit to say, hey, you know, get out of your head and get into your heart. Just quit thinking so hard, Elizabeth. And so it's like that knock on the door. It's like, what are you doing? You're talking about from the heart, yet, you know, come on. You're still in your head on occasion. And I'm like, oh, they're so right. And so I think this is a perfect time to talk about the Book of Heart and, you know, what does it really mean to be, you know, in the heart? Because I know I used to use my head so much. And then when I come from the heart, it's like effortless. It just flows. It's just a totally different feeling.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that awareness is the heart, in the heart of the soul, the heart of your spirit. And many of you have read Gary Zukav's book called The Seat of the Soul. And so we'll talk about the heart of the soul. But for many of you that may be listening right now that are at work or driving in your car, I know that some people, when they come and see me for sessions, have difficulty when it comes to meditation and quieting their mind. So I always recommend this little technique. You can use it when you're at work. You can use it. We could use it here. We could use it everywhere. And the more that you can tap into this, the more that you'll start to experience your heart. Because what matters, like Elizabeth just talked about on the show, is, you know, we are moving from the heart. And Elizabeth and I can tell you all day about the power of love and gratitude and heart. But what matters to both of us more than anything is that you live it, that you live love, that you stand in love, and you stand in those principles that love heals. So even if you're driving, just be aware of your heart right now. Just put your attention on your heart. And as you put your attention on your heart, just allow the breath that you're breathing. Just picture that breath coming into your heart. And as the breath comes into your heart, exhale it out your heart. So just allow, just almost picture like your nose is right over your heart. So you're breathing through your heart and out your heart. And just continue this rhythmically. There's nothing for you to do. You don't have to control anything. There's no breathing and stopping and holding. Just allow the breath to come into your heart and out of your heart. And as you continue to do this while I'm talking, you'll recognize or begin to recognize that your body will feel somewhat relaxed. And after about a minute or so, you'll be actually in your body. And you'll be feeling what it feels like to feel your breath breathing you. And as you're acknowledging the breath and aware of your breath, you'll realize that the only thing that stops your breath is thinking. So the breath is a continuous flow, which is awareness. Awareness is a continuous flow. And as awareness is unfolding in you now, as you're becoming aware of the breath, you realize that this is who you are. You are that I am presence. You are this breath that continues to breathe, and it's a constant movement, and it's a constant flow. There is no stop in your breath when you're completely present. The breath slows down, but the breath comes in and out. There is no break in the breath. It's unnatural to have a break in your breath. And so as you continue to experience this, your heart opening, this is the seat of your power. This is why ending the story matters. And one of the ways in which you end the story is to forgive. And what are we forgiving? We're here to give love, correct? And as we give love to people in our lives and strangers and people that come into our lives, there are moments throughout our day where we just simply forget to give love. And so we get upset, we get irrational, we allow the storyteller to take over our lives, and we forget who we are for a brief moment. That's okay. Just remember that forgiveness is a reminder that you have left oneness and that you've entered into separation. And so what that person is giving you, hence the word forgive, so they are giving you back for the reminder that there is only love. So you forgive, and then you release it, and you say, God or love, take this now, I'm sorry. I didn't see you in this person. I have forgotten to see love. I've forgotten to see that this is love right in front of me. And so it's a constant, your awareness is in a constant state of giving love. And before you have the storyteller give a label, the heart is in a constant state of awe. There's this sense of awe. That's why we call it awareness. Awareness is a state of awe. That you are in such wonderment, and it surpasses the conceptual idea or idea of the word love, and you are just a living example of love, that you are in a constant state of awe, that there is no more waiting, there is no more thinking. So you'll have glimpses of that as you drop into this heart breathing, especially over the holidays. It's good as you go see family and friends, and you want, and your storyteller wants to remind you of why you don't like them or why they're different. They just drop into your heart. You just allow them to be themselves because you accept yourself. And when you accept yourself, you allow others to be who they are. So hopefully that helps.
And you know what? That is absolutely perfect with the holidays because, like you said, so many people struggle. It's like, oh, I got to go to, Aunt Gertrude's or whatever. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to see that. Fruitcake that, you know, I could use to hammer in nails. And you know, so everybody's got, like, the story. But one of the things that I have worked very hard at doing is looking outside of me as it doesn't affect me at all. So it's almost like I'm watching a film, but I'm not a participant in the film. In the sense, I'm very present. I'm very here and now. And so that means all the stuff that happened in my past, that's great. That was part of my journey, and I can use that as part of my toolkit. But now when I go and we have the fruitcake, I can sit there and enjoy and just say, wow, look at everybody in the way that they are right here, right now, and be grateful for the experience that I'm in. But it doesn't mean I have to participate necessarily in, you know, whatever arguments, debates, or political discussions they get into. I can just be Elizabeth, and I can just be love. And it's such a different feeling when you can just be in your own body and not really have to feel like you have to contribute in these debates or discussions that bring back the past, that bring up the pain, that bring up the, you know, that stirring inside of you. And I think you hit right on it with the whole forgiveness. When you forgive and you're giving, you're going to give back love, unconditional love, first to yourself and then to others. And you'll feel a difference when you can actually look at things a little bit differently, that you don't really necessarily have to be involved in the drama.
Yeah,
and when go ahead.
No, I was going to say yes, and to add to that, I know that a lot of people, you could play with your attention, where you're putting your attention. So I don't necessarily know if some of your listeners have experienced this, and maybe they have not, so you can also use this. If you put your attention in the center of your head, and you look out through your own eyeballs, you'll notice that your head stops. You stop thinking. And all of a sudden you're present. And one of the lines that I love in the Book of Heart is, there is no road to the heart. The heart is the road.
Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful because, you know, you talk a lot about getting out of our head, and that if it's in our head, it has nothing. It's not our heart. So if you're thinking a lot about different things and you're like, oh, I just want to fill in the blank, right? When it comes from the heart, you know, as you were walking through the breathing exercise and as I was reading actually the Book of Heart, I took a moment out and I did that a breathing exercise. And what I realized when I was letting go is it was like the most amazing river that was reversed. So if you can imagine a river flowing away from you and it's calm and it's just kind of going back and forth and just flowing. When I closed my eyes and I was breathing into my heart, I saw it was like red and pinks and whites, and it was flowing inward into my heart. And it was like the most amazing experience. As I breathed in, I continued to bring the flow of love and light into my heart. Mm-hmm. And I felt this sense of just tranquility, of peace, of being present. And it's indescribable when you can really just sit there and be and let go of everything. And your mind is not wandering. It's not thinking about paying the bills or I got to go pick up my, you know, my six kids. It's just being just a moment and being in that place of peace, being in that place of light, and truly experiencing love in the heart. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading.
reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
And welcome back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest, David Matthew Brown. And David, I have to share something with you, and this just came to me during the break, is the cover that you have on the Book of Light. It is an amazing picture of the sun and the water. And what it reminded me of is this summer I was traveling about every other week to Florida, and one of the things that really just made my spirit and my heart soar was getting to the ocean. I'm just like so connected with Mother Earth and the ocean and dolphins. And when I looked at this, I thought, you know what is really interesting? When I'm looking at how calm, how peaceful the waters are, and it says the heart opening, I remembered an experience I had on the beach where I grabbed my phone and I started to record just what was coming from me, and I was in absolute tears and just feeling this emotion just roll over me from being present, being connected with the ocean. And as I cried, I realized my heart was opening. So it's like my eyes were leaking when my heart opened. And so I look at the cover of your book, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Every time, you know, that I cry, I realize, too, that my heart opens just a little bit more. And this just reminds me of the light and the peaceful calmness that came through me when my heart was opening. And I'm just like, wow, what an aha moment for me right here on the air about your book cover.
I love that. I love, you know, it's wonderful. You know, years ago I wrote a poem before my daughter was born. And it was kind of channeled. It was based on a dream. We didn't know if we were going to have a boy or a girl. And I had this dream where this girl came to me. And at the end, she kind of brought me through this adventure. And at the end, I became king at the end of the poem. And in it was the ocean. And in the poem, the ocean, when it comes in and out, was described as your breath. Your breath does the exact same thing. It comes in, it comes out, like the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So we move our bodies and our temple, this vessel that the light takes hold of, connects to Mother Earth because she can't help but love us. That's why we love going into nature, because she heals us. She appreciates us like she appreciates the trees and the flowers and such a beautiful, abundant planet that we live on, and she loves us all so much, and yet we find time to live in separation and build weapons that destroy each other. And so that time is finally coming up. And what I was going to say was that some of your listeners may be wondering, because the style of the book, when they see it, is probably not as linear as they would like it. But let me just give you a word of advice about reading the book. And I have brought this up to many people. I had the chance to work in hospice care as well. So I have people that buy the book and they're going through cancer, they're going through some sort of crisis or illness in their family. Get the book. The book is only $9.95. You can get it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. When you get the book, read it once. Don't try to understand it. Don't try to contemplate it. If something grabs you, do with what you feel moved. Read the book a second time. By the third time reading it, because the book's only 66 pages, the book itself will heal you. It will help in your own healing because it's a soul-to-soul book. And we don't really have that many soul-to-soul books where your soul gets exactly what this book's about and your mind is going to freak out. Your mind will be like, what the heck? So you don't have to use the book as a way of trying to figure out and get more information so you can tell your friends about it. The book is so that you can leave all the information behind and realize that you are safe, that you are loved, that you are connected, that there was nothing to defend in the first place. It was all just made up. And that you can begin to just laugh so much more in your life because you've given up trying to figure it all out. And as seekers, we've been seeking this place for so many years, and finally we're all starting to laugh more because we're realizing that, listen, there is something so much more bigger than all of us that's here. And we're here to just listen to it and serve it and serve love and serve each other and help each other out. And for some of you, that may seem like a Pollyanna attitude, but I'm talking about love. And when you look at scriptures and the Bible, whether you believe Jesus is real or Jesus is a metaphor, the lesson there is that in every situation, he used love. And sometimes when you stand in love, love brings justice where there is injustice. Love brings love where someone's in despair. That is the power of who each of you are. Each of you matter. You exist here because you are built from love. And it's time that we practice it. So I hope that this book is a great practice for each and every person. And you can give it to friends and family as a stocking stuffer because it's really small. And Elizabeth, I just appreciate you giving me the time and space to not only talk about the book, but just to be a part of your amazing radio show here from the heart, because it matters right now. This show matters because our hearts matter, and we need that more than fear.
Thank you so much, David. That means a lot. This is truly my passion, and I'm so honored to have you on today and to share your book of light, The Heart Opening. And it is an experience. As I read through it, you know, it is something that, you know, you take in, and it isn't something that you go and you teach somebody else. It's something for them to experience on their own and have their own experience with it and allow their heart to open. And so, you know, giving your book is an amazing gift, and thank you so much for giving that to each of us.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. Well, I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday. Please be safe. Sending you all blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit TheDrPatShow.com and get ready to live life full out.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.